So just to get people back up to speed, can you give us a quick thumbnail sketch of what work was actually done at Prime Hook during this whole restoration?
Well, sure. The overall plan was to reduce the flooding in the reserve, and the way they did that was, first of all, they wanted to fill the breaches in a line of dunes that separates the reserve from the Delaware Bay. These breaches had opened up, four or five of them, starting in with a series of storms in 2006. There were other storms subsequently, and they're punctuated by Hurricane Sandy, of course, in 2012. So there was a lot of bay water getting into the refuge that shouldn't have been. So filling the breaches was a major part of what they did. They also dug a series of channels to help to drain the water out of the reserve. They removed a series of water barriers which had stopped the water draining out in and out with the tides, and they built up the beach and the dune, and the beach has been engineered in such a way that it absorbs the impact of the waves from the bay, rather than becoming some kind of a sharp barrier that the bay kind of pounds against. And then crucially, the other part of the of this whole restoration is to build up the marshes behind on the western side of the reserve, and the reason for that is to encourage the regrowth of vegetation, which will itself become a barrier to the encroaching seas.
And as you noted, the primary goal was really to deal with these dune breaches and the flooding that had plagued the area, not just the reserve, but the surrounding neighborhoods and areas previously. How has that part of the project worked out so far?
Well, officials say it's working quite well. Construction ended about 2 years ago, and they're saying that they had expected that they were going to have to wait 5 to 8 years in order to really tell whether this project was working. They now say they're ahead of schedule and that there are very good signs that the whole project is going to achieve its goals. And the principal indication of that is a lower water level. And so one effect of that is that exposes mudflats at low tide. And the mudflats allow the regrowth of native vegetation. And it also invites in various wildlife. And there's indications outside the reserve, actually, that this is quite successful. And there's an isolated beach community down there called Prime Hook Beach on a very narrow barrier island. And there's one road in and out of that. And for years, Prime Hook Beach, the residents there had been cut off regularly several times a month. Their only access road got flooded over. I'm told, hasn't happened now for the last 2 years since this construction project finished. And there's a number of reasons for that. One is that there's lower water levels in the reserve itself, but also DelDOT built a bridge along part of that road to elevate the road. And then they also, DelDOT also created some large culverts that facilitated the flow of water between the different parts of the reserve. So that has helped the residents of Prime Hook Beach feel a whole lot better about this whole project.
And as you said in your piece, that the project kind of took a different approach, and it's one that didn't just look at these current issues that we've talked about, but also took future sea level rise into account. How did the project accomplish that?
Really, it did so by assuming that sea level rise is a fact of life, and that the only way that this project was going to succeed was by creating a system that adapted to the inevitability, if you like, of seas rising. Now, we've all heard forecasts about 3 feet of sea level rise by the end of the century, 10% of Delaware's land being inundated. Some forecasts are for higher levels than that. And so what the architects of this of the Prime Hook project assumed that even though they built up the beach and the dunes, which for now will prevent the waters of the Delaware Bay getting into the refuge in such volumes, the officials there are assuming that as seas rise and we get these bigger storms that are forecast with climate change, then inevitably there's going to be some of those are going to wash over the top of that new beach and the new dune, and that and the silt and the sand that's brought with that are going to deposit themselves on the rebuilt marsh on the western side of the reserve, which will sustain itself and it'll build itself up, and that will help to defend the western side of the reserve and the integrity of the refuge overall.
Having said that, what are the prospects for this approach dealing long-term with rising seas?
The folks at Prime Hook are very candid about that, and they say that they can only really plan 30 years out, and for a sea level rise expectation of about half a meter during that time. And, they're very candid in the sense that they have no illusions that this represents a permanent solution to the flooding in the reserve, but they're saying that over the next 30 years, their expectation is that the reserve will be able to function, albeit not in exactly the way that it does at the moment, but that it will be able to function as the coastline moves inexorably westwards.
And we've talked a lot, obviously, about the success of this project and what the officials are hopeful about. Let's look at the flip side. What are the limitations of this project? You know, where is it not going to be able to maybe do what one may or may not hope?
Well, I think the answer to that, Tom, is simply in the expectation that that these will continue to rise. And of course, there are increasing reports on a global level that climate change is happening quicker than previously expected, and consequently global sea levels are rising, increasing reports about melting ice caps, and of course all of those circumstances create more problems for the Mid-Atlantic coast, because the land is sinking at the same time as the seas are rising, and the net result of that is that areas like the Delaware Shore are experiencing about twice the level of sea level rise that in comparison with the global rate.
We've heard in the past this project could serve as a model for others elsewhere. Based on these early results, is it fair to say that remains the case?
Well, yes. I mean, the folks at Prime Hook are optimistic that this will be adapted, and some of the evidence for that, they say, is that the Army Corps of Engineers is beginning to take this idea of adaptation to sea level rise more seriously. The Army Corps, of course, does a great deal of work along coastlines, for example, the replenishment of beaches in places like Bethany Beach and Rehoboth, and the approach that they typically take, I believe, is that they will rebuild a dune that effectively becomes a seawall, and what the folks at Prime Hook are saying is that building a seawall, even if it's made of sand, is eventually doomed to failure because of sea level rise. And so what you've got to do instead is to take a whole different approach and design a system that is based on the idea of adaptation rather than resistance.
You also alluded to earlier that this work has had a pretty noticeable impact on wildlife in the area. Can you give us a little bit more detail on the changes they're seeing in that area right now?
Well, yes, and this is one of the indications of success that the Prime Hook folks are particularly excited about. They point to there's a species of shorebird called the piping plover, which is a quite a rare bird in Delaware, and until the last couple of years had only been present as a breeding species at Cape Henlopen State Park, and then in quite small numbers. This year, 12 12 pairs of these birds nested on the new beach at Primehook, and fledged 29 young, which is a state record. They also talk about there's a number of different fish species that are coming back up into the channels because they now have recreated suitable habitat for them. And probably the most visible indication of the success of this project is acres of this brown marsh grass called Spartina alterniflora, which is a native species. It's been given a bit of a jump start by seeding, but what I'm told is that essentially now that the project has re-exposed the mudflats where this grass can grow, it's spontaneously come back. And so if you stand on the new Del Dot Bridge at Primehook Road and look east towards the community of Primehook itself, you can see acres of this grass which standing in an area which was previously just open water. And, of course, that's good for the community because it protects their shoreline.
And speaking of the community, what are advocates and neighbors saying about what they're seeing?
Well, I talked to one couple who was walking on the beach. In fact, right on an area of the new dune that was previously underwater, was previously part of the Delaware Bay. They say they've been coming here for years, and they had noticed that the bird population dropped off when the reserve was quite badly flooded. And now in the last couple of years, they say the birds are coming back. So of course they're very happy to see that. And local residents who are no longer having to deal with the flooding, of course, are very happy with that as well.
John Hurdle, we appreciate your time on this story. It's a story we've been following really since its inception, and it's great to be able to kind of maybe close the circle here a little bit and see like what's come of all this. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, Tom.